რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათი აქ თავაზობთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. თავი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. დონალდ ტრამპი სასაცილოდ მიიჩნევა შეერთებული შტატების ცენტრალური სადაზვერფო სამართლოს დასფნას, რომ რუსეთი წინასაარჩევნო კამპანიაში ერეოდა. თურქეთის პოლიცია მას 20-მდე ადამიანი დააკავა პროქურთულ სახალხო დემოკრატიული პარტიის ლიდერების წინააღმდეგ მიმართული რეიდების დროს. რუმინეთში საპარლამენტო არჩევნების წინასწარი შედეგები დამაჯერებელი უპირატესობით იმარჯვებენ სოციალ-დემოკრატები. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვრცლად. შეერთებული შტატების არჩეული პრეზიდენტი დონალდ ტრამპი სასაცილოდ მიიჩნევს შეერთებული შტატების ცენტრალური სადაზვერფო სამართლოს დასკვნას, რომ რუსეთი წინასაარჩევნო კამპანიაში ერეოდა, რათა ხელი შეეწყო ტრამპის გამარჯვებისთვის. 11 დეკემბრის ინტერვიუში ტრამპი ამბობს, რომ რუსეთის ჩარევაზე დემოკრატები ლაპარაკობენ, რათა გაამართლონ საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებში ჰილარი კლინტონის წარუმატებლობა.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse.
ჩემი აზრით ეს სასაცილოა. ჩემი აზრით ისევ თავის გამართლებას ცდილობენ. მე ამის არ მჯერა. არ ვიცი რატომ მივიდნენ ასე დასკვნამდე. იცით 1008-ს ამბობდნენ. ოლგვირას თავის ახლიდან გამართლებას ცდილობენ. როგორც იცით, ჩვენ ძალიან დამაჯერებლად გავიმარჯოთ საარჩევნო კოლეგიაში.
In the electoral college.
ტრამპის კომენტარი მედიაში მოხვა ხმაურს კონგრესის ლიდერებს, როგორც დემოკრატ ასევე რესპუბლიკელებს შორის, რომ უფრო ღრმად გამოიწიონ რუსეთის მხრიდან კიბერიერიშების დეტალები. ხოლო შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ ასევე განაცხადა, რომ უნდა მოხდეს გამოძიება. ნიუ-იორკ ტაიმსი 9 დეკემბერს იტყობინებოდა, რომ დაზვერფის სამსახურის თანამშრომლების დასკვნა შეიცავდა ცნობას, რომ რუსეთის აკერებმა შეაღწიეს რესპუბლიკური პარტიის კომპიუტერებში, მაგრამ არ გამოუქვეყნებიათ იქ მოპოვებული ზარალის მომტანი წერილები და სხვა მასალები. როგორც გავრცელებული აზრით, დემოკრატების შემთხვევაში მოხდა. ჩინეთი გამოთქვამ სერიოზულ შეშფოთებას შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტად არჩეული დონალდ ტრამპის განცხადების გამო, რომ გადასინჯავს ტაივანთან შეერთებული შტატების ურთიერთობის საკითხს. ჩინეთის საგარეო უწყების პრესმდივანმა გენ შუანმა დღეს გამოაცხადა, რომ ტრამპის ამ პოზიციას შესაძლოა უარყოფითი გავლენა მოხვეს ამერიკა-ჩინეთის ურთიერთობაზე. ჩინეთი ტაივანს საკუთარი ტერიტორიის ნაწილად განიხილავს და ვაშინგტონი 1959 წლიდან ატარებს ერთი ჩინეთის პოლიტიკას, რაც მხოლოდ პეკინთან დიპლომატიურ ურთიერთობას ითვალისწინებს. მაგრამ დონალდ ტრამპმა 11 დეკემბერს განაცხადა, რომ არ მიიჩნევს თავს ვალდებულად გააგრძელოს ერთი ჩინეთის პოლიტიკა. თურქეთში პოლიცია მას 18 ადამიანი დააკავა პროქურთულ სახალხო დემოკრატიული პარტიის ლიდერების წინააღმდეგ მიმართული რეიდების დროს. სახელმწიფო საინფორმაციო სააგენტო ანადოლუს ცნობით, 18 ადამიანი დააკავეს თურქეთის რამდენიმე რეგიონში აქცეულ ორგანიზაცია ქურთისტანის მუშათა პარტიასთან კავშირში ბრალდებით. მანამდე ამ პარტიასთან დაახლოებულმა ორგანიზაციამ იკისრა პასუხის მგებლობა 10 დეკემბერს მოწყობილ ორ აფეთქებაზე, რომელმაც სტამბულის დიონთან 44 ადამიანის სიცოცხლე შეიწირა. რუმინეთში საპარლამენტო არჩევნების წინასწარი შედეგები დამაჯერებელი უპირატესობით იმარჯვებენ სოციალ-დემოკრატები. სულ ერთ წელიწადში მას შემდეგ, რაც მათ მთავრობიდან წასვლა მოუხდათ. საარჩევნო კომისიის ოფიციალური წარმომადგენლები ხმების თითქმის მთლიანად დათვის საფუძველზე აცხადებენ, რომ სოციალ-დემოკრატიულ პარტიას ერგო ხმების 46%, ხოლო მემარჯვენე ცენტრისტულ ეროვნულ ლიბერალურ პარტიას 20%. სოციალ-დემოკრატების ხელმძღვანელობით მოქმედი მართველი კოალიცია, რომელსაც პრემიერ-მინისტრი ვიქტორ პონტა ხელმძღვანელობდა, შარშან გადადგა მას შემდეგ, რაც ბუქარესტის ერთ-ერთ კლუბში ხანძრის შედეგად დაიღუპა 64 ადამიანი. ინციდენტს მოხვა საპროტესტო გამოსვლები, რომლებშიც 100,000-ობით ადამიანი მონაწილეობდა. სოციალ-დემოკრატები ახლა კოალიციური მთავრობის შექმნას აპირებენ. და ბოლოს, საქართველოსე თბილისში მიმდინარეობს არასამთავრობო სექტორის და საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობის წარმომადგენლების შეხვედრა პარლამენტის თავმჯდომარის ირაკლი კობახიძის მონაწილეობით. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
This week's Soul Lounge shines the spotlight on three girls from Atlanta who, through determination, hard work, talent, and a whole lot of luck, became the top-selling American girl group of all time. This is the story of Tion, Lisa, and Crystal, better known as TLC. It was 1990. Hip-hop and New Jack Swing were dominating the airwaves. so were the men. Atlanta-based producer Ian Burke wanted to change that, so he got together with one of his clients, a young girl named Crystal Jones, to form a girl group. They were looking for three girls who embodied the qualities that every man wanted in a girlfriend and every girl wanted in a best friend, someone who was crazy, sexy, and cool. After searching for months, they found who they were looking for, a young woman originally from a small town in the Midwest and another from Philadelphia, both living in Atlanta and both with dreams of becoming recording stars. Tion T-Boz Watkins and Lisa Left Eye Lopez joined Crystal, also known as Chili, to form TLC. Within a year of forming, they managed to secure an audition with singer-turned-music executive Perry Reed. She was so impressed with the trio, she immediately signed them to her newly formed management and production company, Pebbletone. Perry, Pebbles, as most people called her, was married to Antonio L.A. Reed, the co-founder of LaFace Records and the dawn of the Atlantic music scene. She brought the girls to audition from him, and that was the beginning of their meteoric rise to success, a journey that was not without its challenges, but we'll get to that later. In 1992, their debut album, Ooh, on the TLC tip, was released. To say the album was a success is an understatement. TLC became pop culture icons. Their message of female empowerment resonated with audiences, who helped the album sell over 4 million copies. Within the year, TLC scored 3 top 10 hits. What About Your Friends, which we heard earlier, and the songs you're about to hear, starting with this next cut. Here's TLC with Ain't Too Proud to Beg on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Thank you. Baby, 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 oh my baby, 'cause if you're gonna get me.
week, we are shining the spotlight on TLC, the trio from Atlanta, who in their 20 years of recording has the distinction of being the only female group to go diamond, as in 10 million records sold in the U.S. Add the rest of the world, and that total rises to 75 million, thanks in large part to their signature sound, a slight variation of New Jack Swing mixed with hip-hop and delivered in T-Boz's distinct voice, sprinkled with Chili's soprano and topped off with Lisa Left Eye Lopez's quirky yet insightful raps. TLC's road to success was a bumpy one. They encountered their first obstacle while on tour with MC Hammer. That's when T-Boz's battle with sickle cell anemia became public. She managed to keep it from the group, that was until she was forced to be hospitalized due to complications from the condition. Chili and Left Eye stayed by her side in the hospital until she recovered. The second, that would be in 1994, when Lisa Left Eye Lopez was arrested for setting fire to her boyfriend, football player Andre Rison's home after a fight. Lisa admitted to being intoxicated at the time, and it turns out she was in the midst of a battle with alcoholism. Chili and T-Boz, who learned of the arrest from television news reports, supported her throughout the ordeal, which happened to take place during the time they were in the studio recording their second album. Speaking of their second album, TLC enlisted the help of Atlanta's heavy hitters for the project. Babyface, Dallas Austin, Jermaine Dupri, and Sean Puffy Combs were among the producers who came together to create an album Rolling Stone magazine lists among the top 500 albums of all time. Crazy, Sexy, Cool won 2 Grammys that year, and Billboard crowned TLC Artist of the Year at the 96 Billboard Awards. This next single, produced by Organized Noise, the collective responsible for bringing us Outkast, is often considered their signature song. Here's TLC with Waterfalls inside the Soul Lounge.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. up and finally been addressed. I'm not one God given reason because my life is in shades of gray. I pray often, fade away, sell the praise and for the sentence. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I believe would bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes. No one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the boring race. Who's to blame for two against two? What a shame, you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that.
We're celebrating the most successful girl group of all time, TLC, this week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Do you have a favorite TLC song? Well, let me know by tweeting me at VOA Lady DJ or sending me a message on Facebook. I'm at VOA Lady DJ, the number one. We'll be back with more Soul Lounge. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight, featuring five-time Grammy Award-winning trio, TLC.
Take a good look at it now.
By 1995, TLC had sold nearly 10 million albums, won 2 Grammys, 3 Billboard Music Awards, 4 MTV VMAs, and 3 Soul Train Music Awards. So imagine everyone's surprise when it was reported that the trio was filing for bankruptcy. Their financial troubles were a result of what they considered a less than favorable contract with Pebbytone. TLC had already fired Pebbles as their manager, but remained signed to her record label. And under their contract, they were responsible for repaying all costs associated with the manufacturing and promotion of their albums, as well as the money they were fronted for travel, lawyers, food, clothing, and other expenses. In the filing, TLC claimed to be $35 million in debt. Pebbytone and LaFace Records defended their position and accused the group of greed. The case was finally settled, and TLC renegotiated their contract. It would take almost 4 years for TLC to release their next album. In 1999, Fan Mail debuted at number 1 on the charts. Fans reached into their pockets and supported the group by purchasing over 6 million copies. Once again, despite all odds, TLC proved they were a force to be reckoned with. The first 2 singles went straight to number 1. Here's TLC with No Scrubs inside the Soul Lounge.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time, and no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is the kind of can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is the kind of can't get and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like that, then he's looking like trash. Can't get with a can't be that. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Don't show love, oh yes, son. I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one.
to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a better kingdom. No love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Soul Lounge.
Shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on TLC. And in 1999, the group seemed to be on top of the world, but there was trouble brewing. Left Eye was beginning to feel that her creativity was being stifled and would often express her discontent during interviews. In a letter published by Vibe magazine, Left Eye challenged her group mates to each release a solo album, and the winner would receive $1.5 million from LaFace Records. Well, T-Boz and Chilli declined, but Left Eye went ahead and released her solo project called Supernova. It never made it to the stores in the U.S., but audiences in the U.K. seemed interested. In fact, the first single, The Block Party, became a top 20 single across the pond. Was music from Lisa Left Eye Lopez inside the Soul Lounge. This week we are talking and listening to music from TLC. By 2000, it was clear that the ladies needed a break, and so they took some time to focus on other projects and to be with their families. Lisa, who had become interested in holistic health and spirituality, took a trip to Honduras, where she would often go to relax and put herself under the care of legendary herbalist and naturopath Dr. Sebi. In 2002, during one of these trips, April 25th to be exact, while in Honduras, Lisa Left Eye Lopez was killed in a car crash. As it happens, Lisa hired a camera crew to follow her on this particular journey. The footage was released as a VH1 rock doc called The Last Days of Left Eye. As a way of dealing with their grief, T-Boz and Chili went back into the studio to complete their fourth album. They called Missy Elliott, Raphael Sadiq, Timbaland, and the Neptunes to help them craft an album that would pay tribute to their fallen sister. 3D includes vocals recorded by Lisa Left Eye Lopez before her death and several songs about her. The album was a moderate success. It sold 2 million copies in the U.S., and this next song, the album's first single, climbed to the top 30. Here's Girl Talk from TLC Inside the Soul Lounge.
Cause I told my homegirl that it was packing. Told the truth, so I really don't give a damn that I spilled the beans on this little show stand. Oh, some of y'all be fooling us. Big feet, big hands, just plain big. But sex ain't worth a damn. We women wanna know these things. If y'all got the vibe and not the swag,
it ain't worth.
If you don't want the girl to talk, you don't want your feelings hurt,
it ain't worth.
Cause if you don't, that girl just gonna go spreading the word.
That will straight up go to your business. So if you're gonna come, you better come with it. If you ain't swinging, just put your tongue in it.
Oh,
some of y'all be killing me, thinking you got powers like Austin, but you're more like Mini-Me. And when you finally get your blood flowing, it be looking like a pinky with a glove on it.
It ain't work
if you don't want the girl to talk, and you don't want your feelings hurt.
It ain't work,
cause if you don't, that girl just gonna go spreading.
What up, Poppy? You think you got game?
Well, holla at
me. I know you're feeling like my sexual tame can make you happy. You remember me. Left Eye, TLC, you got to lick it before you stick it. And that's just me. I be killing them with the Gucci bits and kicks. And you be hurting my ears with them lines. So switch and get up. Approach your game's a joke. Co-signing from the sidelines, trying to poke. I'm bigger than that. Your small talk, face the fact. You wanna rock the boat a little? Well, earn your pass, and it's the last call. For alcohol, me at the bar. Me and my girls doing it big and pop off.
Girls,
don't
got you all
cut
out there.
In 2015, TLC announced plans to release their fifth and final album. They launched a Kickstarter campaign to help fund the project, and Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, along with Bette Midler, were among the fans to donate to the cause. TLC raised $400,000 and are preparing for a 2017 release. Rather than replace Lisa or include more previously unreleased vocals, TLC will release this album as a duo. Despite all of the challenges and tragedies, TLC rose to prominence as one of the most successful groups of their time. Their legacy is cemented in the world of popular music and culture. And for true diehard fans, Tion, Lisa, and Crystal will always be as crazy, as sexy, and as cool as they come. Thank you again for joining me on The Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and I will be back next week with another story of another artist with soul. Until then, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back. Yeah. Soul Lounge.
თავისუფლება არის ჩემი პიროვნული რეალიზაცია. გავაკეთო ის, რაც მე მომწონს, რაც არის აკრძალული და არავის ამის გამო არ გაუჩნდეს სურვილი, რომ ასე ვთქვათ, ჩემზე რაღაცა ისეთი თქვას, რომელიც ჩემს პიროვნებას შეურაცხყოფს.
ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება. გვისმინეთ დალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge. We'll be right back.